Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Zayin Omud Aleph. And we are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Siman Shin Beis. We're beginning at Sif Dalet, continuing to discuss how you're allowed to clean certain types of clothing or to unfold or fold certain types of clothing on Shabbos. The Mechaber tells us, Sif Dalet, Machbesh, what's a machbesh? It's like a clothing press. The Ramah explains, Hu kli shekov shimbo begodim. It's some sort of a press that you press the clothing to make a nice crease and folds after it's laundered. V'heim shtei luchos, it was accomplished, this kli, by having two boards, zeh al zeh, one on top of the other, v'habagodim enayim, and you put the clothing in between them, and you squeeze down on them, and you press the clothing. Now, if this machbesh is shel bal habayis, if this is a personal, private machbesh from a person rather than from a store, so then the Mechaber tells us, matirin oso li tomi menu begodim letzorach haShabbos. A person would be allowed to undo the press. It's not a complicated thing to undo this personal house press for clothing, and to take out the clothing if they're needed for Shabbos. However, v'shel uman also, but this was a professional press. This is the dry cleaners, and you have it in their professional press. Then you're not allowed to do this because mipeishu tochuv b'choska, because it's very, very tightly put into this press, and to loosen the press, v'hatarasso, loosening this two boards, domel estira. It's like taking them apart, and that's stira b'kelim, removing a keli, taking apart a keli, which is not allowed. So that's what the Mechaber tells us. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof explains, Avo shelo litzorech Shabbos lo. That which we permitted the personal, private house press to take out the clothing from it, so that was only if you needed those clothing on Shabbos. However, if you don't need it for Shabbos, you're not allowed to take it out. And he adds, V'hu adin, likewise the halach is, the ain kov shibo begodim, you're not allowed to press, even in the private house press clothing on Shabbos, shu tzorecho, because this is a weekday activity, this is a need for the weekday, and not for Shabbos. Sivkot and Chafalap, the Mishnah Berurah said, the reason why you can't use a professional press is because they're put in very, very strongly. However, he says, V'imhoya mutar hamachbesh kitzas me'er Shabbos, but if they had already loosened up the press, the professional press, on Erev Shabbos, so it doesn't involve a lot of work to go and undo it, then he brings down an opinion, which in the Shaar Tzion Os Chafei, he says, from the Mogen Avram, in the name of the Magid Mishnah, Yesh omrim da'af al-pikin osu lahatir kulo, belishmo kele misham. Even in this situation, you can't go and do this, according to the Mogen Avram, Magid Mishnah. However, Yesh makilim. However, he brings down, and this can be seen in Os Chavav, in the Shaar Tzion from the El Yeraba, and he says also the Vilna Gaon, the Gam Agro Kosev, the Lashulchan Aruch, Shehete Chatam Kiperish Rashi, Mutar Bezeh, also permits this. So this is a machlokis, if it's already somewhat loosened, can you take it out or not? Some say yes, some say no. But everybody agrees, the Mishnah Berurah says, Avlam Hoya Mutar Kulo, it was totally untied. So this professional press is essentially loosened before Shabbos. And all you have to do is just take the clothing off of it. Then everybody would agree you can remove your clothing from this press because it's not really being utilized as a press at all. It's just being used like basically a place to store your clothing, and this is permitted to remove your clothing even from professional press, and this brought down in the Chiddush of Akiva Eger. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, Choluk li'achar kvisa, if you have a shirt or a piece of clothing after it's been laundered, hu miskashe, the normal way is that it gets a little bit hard. Should also be a, and you normally go and rub the clothing with your hands in order to soften it. So this is mutter lasosu b'Shabbos. A person is allowed to do this on Shabbos. This doesn't involve any itzer over here. You're not doing what we said yesterday, masakin mona, makin b'patish. You're not finishing off a clothing over here. You're not folding it in a way that's not permissible. You're just softening it up so you can wear it on Shabbos. As the Mechaber says, sheino miskavin el l'rakcho. Your whole purpose is to make it a little bit softer, to make it more comfortable to wear. However, this is only permitted with a choluk, with a shirt. Avol sudor, but a kerchief over here also would not be allowed. We'll see why in the Mishnah Berurah, what's the difference between a choluk and a sudar. And either Mechaber himself tells us, Mimnesha miskabin letzachzachol, the heavy kimlamabin. Because by a sudar, your intention isn't to soften it, but it's to really brush it over here and make it more wider, so to say. And that would be an isser of kibus malabin. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof Beis explains, I will also legalgel ayidei kli kiminog. But even though you're allowed to go and soften this freshly laundered garment that was laundered obviously before Shabbos, and you're now softening it with your hands in order to make it softer, that you're allowed to do with your hands, but you're not allowed to take a roller, some sort of a rolling pin or something like that, and smooth out the garment over here and make it softer.
And likewise, v'chein also lasos kimotin bidvarim hamukubasim, aide kelim asuim lekach. Likewise, you can't make folds or pleats over here with the types of utensils that you would normally make such pleats with. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chav Gimel says, but you can't do this with a sudar. You can soften the shirt with your hands, but you can't soften the kerchief, the sudar over here. And he says, this is true, bein l'shafshev mibifnim, bein l'shafshev mibichutz, whether to do this inside or outside, meaning on the inner surface or on the outer surface. One might have thought, since the purpose is to brighten it, to make it whiter, so maybe on the inner surface you might have thought it was acceptable. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us it's not good on either surface, the inner or the outer surface. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chav Dalet explains, because ki umakbid ali buna, because you are concerned about making it wider, v'zihuro shel sudor yosa mikitonis, because you're more concerned with this kerchief over here to have it wider and to have it brighter than you are with the shirt, with the kitonis, the chaluk that the Mechaber said you could do this with. The Shama Rinun de Enu Mechavin El Rakcho, as is brought down by Rashi, the Mechaber explained that there the purpose with the chaluk is to just soften it, whereas here it's more to go and make it wider. The Mishnah Berurah adds, v'nira, the miskavim b'choluk l'tzatzcho, and if your intention was with the shirt to go and make it shinier and whiter, so then also k'mo b'suda, then it has the same halachic status over here as the suda, and it would be forbidden. So it's nothing intrinsic, so to say, about the shirt. It's just that most shirts you're not doing it other than to soften it, and the suda you're doing it to make it brighter, so to say, but if your intention was to make the shirt brighter, it's also forbidden to do so. Then the Ramah says, Hagav v'kovoyim, hats, ushar klei pishtan, and other linen, flax types of garments, dinon kesuda. They have the halachic status of a sudar, and it is forbidden to do so because it is like whitening, like malabi. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkan Chav Hei, Hainu shal pishtan, we're talking about hats over here that are made of linen. V'atam shechmiru b'klei pishtan, why is the Ramah bringing down over here that we are so machmir with klei pishtan? So he says, the Mishnah Berurah, mipnei sheim koshim achar richitzosim, because they are harder after they're laundered and washed, v'rikuchan zeu libunan, and while you're softening it, you're also making it whiter. Then he adds, when we call mokon b'choluk mutter afilu b'shel pishtan, but a shirt is permitted to go and soften it with your hands, even if it's made out of linen, because these types of shirts were worn as undershirts, and they weren't seen on the outside. They're not going to be visible to anybody else, and therefore, his whole purpose over here is to make it softer, because even if it makes it shinier and brighter looking, nobody's going to see it. So therefore, obviously, that's not his intention, and it certainly probably is not a psik ratio that you'll do this, and therefore, there is no problem over here, and the rabbis didn't find any reason to make a gzera that you shouldn't be allowed to do this. Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel Dinon Kesuder says that this din is brought down by the Beis Yosef in the name of the Shiboli Leket. So he says it's mashma that the suda that they're talking about ain't also ki mishal pishtan. It's only talking about a linen sudar. Mikol Mokom, however, from the fact that the Shulchan Aruch didn't mention this, mistimas a Shulchan Aruch mashma deinu machalik bezed, that the Shulchan Aruch himself doesn't seem to make such a distinction. And likewise, v'gam ha-ramah, lo bo lahosif elu lahachmir b'shar klei plishtan. And the Ramah, by making his statement that this is true for other klei plishtan, was not trying to be makel over here and say, but if the sudar is not klei plishtan, it doesn't apply to that as well. V'lo lahokib b'sudar she'eno shel plishtan. He wasn't coming to be makel over here. In any event, now we go to Siv Vav. The Mechaber writes, tit, you have dirt, mud, on your shoe, sha'al raglo, on your foot, or the Ramah says, al menolov, or on your shoe. This is brought down the name of the Beis Yosef and the Rebbeinu Yerucham. So a person, the Mechaber tells us, mekancho bekosel, is allowed to rub his shoe on a wall to get off the mud. However, avalo bekarko, but he's not allowed to rub it on the ground because dilma ose lashvuya gumos, because by rubbing the dirt on the ground, you'll take the dirt off your shoe and you'll put it on the ground, and if there's a hole there, you'll be over the isser of filling in holes on Shabbos. That's called ashvuya gumos, leveling out holes. However, the Mechaber continues, he brings down the name of the Rif. There is the opinion of the Rif that you're not even allowed to rub the mud off your shoe when you're rubbing it on a wall. But then the Ramah brings down from the Rosh an even more lenient opinion than both. He says, the Rosh allows you to go and wipe it not only on the wall, but also on the ground. And he adds, likewise, you could scrape it off with some piece of earthenware, a piece of cheres, which is not muktzah, which you're allowed to be metalta. And brought down again in the name of the Rebbeinu Yerucham, and the Mishnah will explain exactly what we're talking about. So if we look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkan Chavav, he says, v'lo domi lemad de'isa b'sivches, that which we over here permit you to wipe your shoe against the wall, at least according to the first opinion, and according to the last opinion, the Rosh, that is different than what we're going to learn in Sivches, where in Sivches it tells us that you're not allowed to go and take a knife, or, by the way, the Ramah says your fingernail, and scrape it off, because you're going to scrape off some of the leather on your shoe, and that would be mamachik, and that would be forbidden because of smoothing out. But here the Mishnah Berurah tells us you are allowed to do this. So it's not comparable to that din in Sivches, where you can't with a knife, but here you can by rubbing the shoe against the wall. That is allowed. And he writes, Ein Magar de Minol, you're not allowed over there, go and scrape, Bein Chodosh Bein Yashem, whether it's a new shoe or an old shoe. V'hainu afilu yesh tit al gabav, and even if there is mud on top of it, the kavanoso lohasira tit, and you're taking a knife to scrape off the mud, you're still not allowed to do it over there. It says over there, the Shom lo asrinon ela begav sakin. There we said you can't do this with the back of the knife. Shai deha grira, because by rubbing the knife on the shoe, then mache kor, you're going to go and smooth out some of the leather. As opposed to over here, masha ain kem bikinuach bekosa, when you're wiping your shoe with the mud on it on a wall, or bekor on some sort of a beam, ain hechrech shiem mamachek aidei ze. You're not going to smooth out and be mamachek over here the leather. And this is brought down in the Beis Yosef. The issue for number 32 brings down, what about our rubber shoes? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down Shadinon Kenali Or. They have the same halachic status as a leather shoe. And therefore, he says, also Ligoro and Mishum Mimachik. You can't take a knife and scrape off the even rubber shoe, and certainly not the leather shoe. However, the Shelus Achuvus Olitzion permits this. And he says, Begriras Nali Gumi, with the rubber shoe, ain't Mishum Mimachik. There is no concern over here that you're being Mimachik. And he points out then, Bismanenu, nowadays, Shetzuras Ibud Ha'oros Shonet Miba Avar. Our leather shoes today are different than the leather shoes that they had in those days. The Ein Ha'or Mish Taf Sheif. It doesn't get rubbed off, Aideh HaKinuch B'Sakin, by putting a knife against your shoe, the flat part of the knife against your shoe, and wiping off the mud. It won't do anything to the leather. So the Shelus Achuvus Or Letzion brings down that nowadays, Ein Chashash Memachek Af Bofen Zeh, even with a knife, you'd be allowed to do this, and certainly with a wall. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal disagrees, and says the Issur Memachek is Noek Gan Benali Or Shibet Manenu, even with all leather shoes today. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, because of Ataz, Ulefizeh, based upon what we just learned, Ha diyesh bechotzer, shilifnei pisklei bote kinesius ala karko barzel echot, behu chad lamala. Apparently, in those days of the Taz, they had in front of their shuls, in the entranceways to their shuls, they would have some sort of a metal implement that was pointy on one side, on the top side, and they would go and take their shoes, v'shom mekanchen haminolim kodem sheikonis beis haknesis, and they would go and take their shoes and rub them on this metal implement before they would enter the shul, mustam, to get the mud off so it didn't track the mud into the shul. So the Mishnah Berurah says, continuing to quote the Taz, that it would be also lassos came be Shabbos. You can't do this on Shabbos because the zed domel legava sakin. This is exactly the same thing as what we'll learn in Siv Ches, the back of the knife, for also lukuliyama, and that would be forbidden according to everybody, Ayin Shah. So that's the opinion of the Taz. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down v'amogin avro machmir afilo ya barzol of v'rochav b'rosho. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Mogin Avram holds even more strictly, that even if this is a thick, wide type of metal implement over here, and it's not sharp, the low hayalochod, and it didn't have a sharp point to it, so to say, the low garam yigavasakin. He says you still wouldn't be allowed to do this even if it didn't have this pointy top side, but even if it was just like the back of a socket and it was a flatter, less pointy, you wouldn't be allowed to do this. What should you do according to the Magen Avraham? El yikanech bekosel or bekora. You rub your shoe against the wall or against the beam, or bechidu de hamadregos, or on the point of the steps. That would be allowed. Ach imhu mekanech benachas. However, if he does it very lightly and doesn't do it very roughly, then in lach mechoseh, then one doesn't have to be concerned that you're going to wipe off the leather and be over mamachek over here. Lo shayach b'zeh chashash de mamachek ha'or. Because in this situation, if you're rubbing it very lightly, it's not going to have any effect on the leather. He says, however, ubifrat im hatit lach. This is only if the tit, if the mud over here is still moist. Bevada in lachmir. Then you certainly don't have to be machmir. You can do this lightly, and it's not a problem. And the Sharet Zion in Oslam Dalit says this is also true because the sheet of the kalbo, as brought down by the Beis Yosef, is to be mako with the tit, with the mud, in any event, as long as it's moist, even with something sharp. And therefore, if you're doing it lightly over here, you can certainly rely upon this opinion for sure. Mishnah Berurah continues in Siv Katan Chav Zayin. He says, you are forbidden, according to the strict opinion of the Rif, the Yesh Misha Oser, to even do this with a wall. So he says, this is when the wall is Shel Avonim, the Mishnah Berurah says. It's made up of stones. Mishun the Mechsei Kemosif Al Habinyan, because it looks like by adding the mud to the stones, the way the stones were in those days, it looks like you're going to add to the strength of the wall, Umechasko, and make it stronger and sturdier. And according to the Rif, you'd only be allowed to wipe the mud off on a beam, which you would have now benefit, so to say, to adding the mud to it, not by making it bigger or stronger, or al gabi evan, or on a stone that is not part of the binyan. For what then the shari because shalates, or likewise, you could do this if the wall was made out of wood. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chav Ches then brings down the more lenient opinion of the Rosh that the Ramah brings down, that you'd allow to wipe your mud off on either the wall or on the dirt floor, the lamosif ala binyan lo chayshinim, because he says to say that you're adding to the binyan over here by adding a little bit of mud up to the wall, mishum de binyan chaklahu, because the wall is a certain type of structure called the binyan chaklah, which he says in the brackets, binyan garua shabalei kfarim. This was a very inferior type of wall that they use in the small villages, and therefore there's no concern over here that you're really benefiting the wall by adding the mud to it. And likewise, to go and wipe your shoe with the mud on the ground, there's very little likelihood that you're going to actually do this in the place where there's a hole, the Yashvena, Gamkin Lochashinan, and you're going to go fill in the hole. We're also not concerned about that. However, he says, Makom Makom, Afil Ditu, even according to this lenient opinion over here of the Rosh, Sarkli Zar, you do have to be careful, Kishima Kaneach Bekarka, that when you do go and wipe your shoe, the mud on the ground, Shloy Kaneach Bemokom Guma, you shouldn't do this in a place where there's a hole, because then, Shayideye Zeh Yishvena, you will go, in fact, be Mashva Gumos. How do we paskin? The Mishnah Berurah concludes and says, "Linin halacha, hataz kosav de bimidi de rabbanon yesh lismoch ala mekilin de mutu bishneim." For inyanim of the rabbanon over here, that there is no real issa d'oraisa, one can be mekel like the Rosh and wipe your muddy shoe on either the wall or on the ground. However, he does bring down from the os Lamed Ches and the Shaar HaTzion, the Bach, and the Elie Rab as well brings other Rishonim, V'yesh min ha'achronim shesovrim denocho lahachmir, leso b'shtem. They do hold like the Rif and say you should be careful and not do this. And he says, V'nira de Bekoso, with the wall, the Bavada yesh lismoch lahatir kidasim chaber. There, with the wall, you can definitely take the lenient opinion that the Mechaber brought down, that you can do this with the Kosel and not go by the stricter opinion of the Rif, Shekein das rova Rishonim, because this is, in fact, the opinion of most of the Rishonim. Siv Katan Chav Tes, Mishnah Berurah says that the Ramah said you can use a earthenware piece to wipe off the mud. Everybody would say this is okay because you don't have any concern over here of binyan or mashvagumos. And what type of earthenware utensil can you use? So we said haroy l'taltel. So Siv Katan Lama, the Mishnah Berurah explains ayin l'kamen simin shin ches siv zayin ezecheres roy l'taltel. What type of earthenware shard you'd be allowed to move? And at Dirshah Foot number 35, he brings down that over there we're going to be talking about it was a kli cheres that was intact at the start of Shabbos, and it broke, and now you haven't yet thrown it into the garbage, so it's not yet considered muktz over here, because it still could be used to go cover up some sort, use it as a lid to cover up some sort of a jug. And he says, even if there isn't such a jug around that you'd be covering up with, nevertheless, since it still has the status of being somewhat a kli, you'd be allowed to go and pick this up and wipe off the mud from your shoe. With this, we conclude today's shiur.